We love it when the press launches come to town.
We do.
There's in our backyard. Sunday it's in right Utah. Here. We've got the brand new Nissan Frontier, the 2022.
We were a little snarky on the prior generation, the 2020 model. That debuted the new engine that is now in this. And this is the truck that we've been looking forward to driving,
yes,
because the engine and the transmission are now in the new truck. So a little bit of the old wine and the new wineskin. But nevertheless, when Nissan redesigns something, they're looking at it very long term. One of the benchmarks was the Ridgeline.
The benchmarks were the Ridgeline for ride and the Tacoma for capability.
Yep.
Now, the Tacoma is the rock star of this small pickup class, for sure. But the Ridgeline, this is the truck you really want, because most of the time you're going to drive around in an urban area, you're not going to go off-road.
Yep.
We hated the last Frontier on the road, and we liked it off-road. We also hated the current Tacoma TRD on the road and really liked it off-road. So here comes Nissan, who is redoing their entire lineup. They've finally gotten to Frontier, and they're saying, let's see if we can make our new small pickup ride like a Ridgeline. That's a tall order.
This is the same chassis used in the prior generation, but it's not really the same. We had an opportunity to speak directly with one of their engineers who told us this is a heavily modified version of the old one, but that's a good thing. Let's start with something that works. People didn't want an increase in size for the next truck, so it kept the size the same.
Yep, absolutely.
It doesn't ride like a truck, and we hate how trucks ride. Why can't trucks ride like this? This is how trucks should ride.
The Ridgeline, because it's a unibody and not a body on frame, is the reason that rides so well.
Yep.
The flip side, though, is if you want a truck, you want body on frame.
Exactly.
So here's Nissan wanting to stay body on frame, staying with leaf springs. They didn't go to coils like the Ram did and that kind of stuff. Staying with, to your point, the original frame that they had for the last Frontier and going, these are the pieces we have. That seemed like the wrong recipe until I drove this.
I agree.
I kept hearing that in the briefing and going, guys, shouldn't you have done something else?
Shouldn't you have completely blue sky? Yeah,
shouldn't you start again? As long as the Frontier's been out, shouldn't we just clean sheet this thing? They didn't, and that's hard to overcome.
That's almost harder than doing a clean slate.
It certainly seemed like it.
So here's the difference. The cab has hydraulic mounts. Mm-hmm. There's also urethane jounce bumpers, but you don't really feel that until you're doing full articulation. Yeah. They added a rear stabilizer bar, but the biggest difference is the Pro 4X has the Bilsteins, and they worked with them. It sounds like they beat on Bilstein to really tune it how they want. And they didn't reveal all the details to us, but ultimately they just said, we've tuned it, and we know what our goal is. And I think they've achieved it. We're on road here, where most trucks this size are driven.
Most trucks, period, are driven on road.
Yes. And I like being here. I'm not uncomfortable. It's not that constant whack in the back from the solid rear axle.
Mm-hmm.
And this does have a solid rear axle. It's got great towing capacity, and you can definitely take it off-road. That's impressive.
Agreed. The surprising thing for me was the fact that the last Frontier and the Tacoma and everything in this class has a buzz to it. And that's one of the things I don't like in pickups, because pickups can be more and should be more. And because of the interior, pickups became luxury cars too.
Yeah, right.
But they should have that ride as well and still have capability. Nissan's trying to do that. That is very difficult. And you and I both looked at each other and went, no, that is not what I expected.
They have done something here.
Everything it's we great. Hoped the last Frontier would be on road.
But or then, any pickup truck we drive in this class.
That's true.
Is all what we hope for.
Because
we
get they're thinking, all...
Is this it?
They're all buzzy. They all have a constant, like, noise floor
this is
and
impressive.
Vibration. And this just sits here. We also did genuine off-roading today.
Right, that's the other thing you can do.
We didn't do rock-crawling Moab stuff, but we did, like, muddy, nasty off-roading. The same kind of stuff we did in that Tacoma TRD that we had, where it was really nasty, and the truck fought hard and did great. So it still worked there, which I would never do in a Ridgeline.
Agreed. You
and
don't want to do that.
And we're out here, and it feels pretty good.
That's the difference, because there's many vehicles that can do that kind of off-roading that we did.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, and this one just... Yeah. Did it. You keep your foot in the power, and it just runs up the hill. By the way, it has hill descent control, which is actually really great.
Worked really well,
Now, when you get off-road, you don't feel like you're off-road anymore. This rides so well, and that is the biggest thing, I think, that's surprising us.
I did not expect one of the best rides in pickups, period. I mentioned to you earlier.
And then the capability, the off-road capability.
Yes. This feels
fantastic.
Like the ride of the good full-size pickups now. Where they're starting to get full-size pickups sorted to ride
better.
Not
all of them.
Yeah. But this feels like a good full-size pickup ride, not the buzzy little guys like it's been before. And yet you kept the smaller scale, which is more usable in urban environments.
Yeah.
Nissan, I came in skeptical.
I did too.
I was like, okay.
It's another mid-size pickup truck.
Well, and also wow because me. The Frontier was massively overdue for an update.
Yeah.
And then you tell me you started with the same frame and a lot of the same thinking. It looks cool. This is going to be everything I don't like about small trucks. And it isn't. It isn't.
Well, isn't that just it? This is a dramatic improvement. I think we're shocked at how much we like it. The ride is superb. It's great. I could spend hours here. And the best thing is, it's got so much rear legroom, your rear passengers could spend hours back there.
I mean,
it's actually like an SUV back there.
It's
in
usable.
The same class and it's size usable. As most in this category.
There was a Tacoma at this launch. The two biggest things that surprised us about the comparison between this and the Tacoma, the Tacoma has a really high floor.
Mm-hmm.
Your knees are really high, yes. which makes the seating position really strange, and it has almost unusable back seat
space. Well, it's not just strange, it's uncomfortable. I don't like it. I don't like sitting in it. The floor is too high.
Which is a standard SUV pickup problem, but they've solved that here, which is good. And also, the back seats, they're not roomy. For this class, they're roomy. These are ones where I'd be like, okay, once you
compete.
Get in the back and not feel like I have to be embarrassed for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's usable.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, you've seen us on freeway, and it is so good, so impressive. Even body roll is controlled. We had this truck on a pretty twisty mountain road. It was paved, but the body roll was pretty minimal. But what's interesting is Nissan chose a hydraulic steering rack for this. It has a heavy feel, but it's very direct, which I really appreciate.
It doesn't have that artificial feel that or distant feel that happens so often with electronic steering racks. I'm surprised they stayed hydraulic. It's got decent interaction. Now, all of this interior isn't brand new.
No.
Some of it is, you can see that the steering wheel and the door panels and some of the stuff, you can see this isn't a 2022 in thinking, but it is such a revolutionary jump from the last Frontier
that
it's welcome.
The steering wheel is definitely updated. Mm. But now, just look at the shapes. You've got to integrate a screen. And their entire headspace was everything. All the information is on one level. The Tacoma does this too. Many trucks actually do this because manufacturers are trying to fit screen and vents. Do they go above, below? Where does everything go? Tacoma does this, but everything's in a line, which is nice. So they've integrated a brand new system. You get 7 or 9 inch screens in this. It feels like it's going to appeal to owners who just want simple. Mm. The latest, coolest, most interesting interior can be busy. This does still feel just rugged enough. It works for the truck.
There's almost two layers of discovery of this interior. If you put it alongside the prior Frontier, it feels space-aged.
There's still some switchgear that's shared here. Don't look at that stuff.
That's
look
fine.
At shapes.
But
look at seating position. Look at proportions. Mm-hmm. And look how much space you have. You got to feel the seats. These are the zero-gravity seats.
Yes.
We still feel gravity.
Well,
I've decided.
Nissan's been very excited about their zero-gravity seats ever since they introduced that idea. I think they're kind of middle grade as far as seats are concerned.
They're wide pickup truck seats. People need to fit here.
They're much better
Which
than
they do.
Both seating position and seat quality is significantly better than the Tacoma.
Yep.
But in like the broad spectrum of seats, we're kind of middle of the pack. We're like a C student.
Rarely do I have a chance to talk with a designer, but he was here. Hiren Patel, thank you for walking me around this truck and helping me understand your thinking. You look back at the hardbody, the 80s Nissan hardbody truck.
Mm-hmm.
The triple intakes on the leading edge of the hood define everything about the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I betcha those were on your sketches for the new one, and I haven't even seen them. He said, yeah, you're right, but I lost that battle. Nissan wanted the hood and the grill to take precedence. Hiren told me that he wanted softer radiuses on the edges of the hood here, and then the grill was the masterpiece. After that, it was all secondary, tertiary kinds of lines, and I said, I noticed those very thin surfaces. They didn't have a lot of swell, not a lot of form to them. It was more defined by line and then a slab side. So what differentiates a new truck? Because trucks will always kind of look like this. You got to fit people and gear and a bed and an engine, and even if they're electric. because this is what pickup trucks look like. So your differentiator is a taller hood and that grill, that massive imposing grill. Now, those triple intakes are just right under the leading edge of the grill. They're still there, but barely. I still think that would have been the real thing to differentiate it. But there's Frontier across the entire nose. And the grill and the headlights actually do look a bit fresh. There's not a whole lot on the sides as far as character lines. It's all up high, which gives it the impression that it's a bigger, taller truck than it really is.
It was discussed that part of the styling trick, if you will, or intention, was to create with both the way the wheel wells sit, and this has got incredible, like, 32-degree approach angle, which is it's really short up front, which is very impressive. All of that stuff makes it feel very high, but when you drive it, it doesn't, is interesting.
The styling also is a lot fuller on the rockers down low, which gives it a solidity. It grounds the truck. Hiron wanted that lower weight as a visual cue and have some sharp leading character lines up high. I think they've done a great job. Now that I've walked around it and looked at everything, not only is it a fresh new design, but it's very on brand.
It was in desperate need of a redesign. The last Frontier, interestingly enough, isn't really much different in scale than this, but it looks like a class smaller.
It does.
This almost looks like a full size. It only weighs about 150 or 200 pounds more than the last one. It is approximately the same dimensions as the last one, but it looks significantly larger. And I think the average actual truck buyer wants it to look big.
Absolutely.
But this doesn't feel big, and it's still the scale of the one from before.
And it doesn't drive big. That is what good styling will do for you. Now, as we've talked about, 3.8 liter V6, 310 horsepower, 281 pound-feet of torque.
Yep. It's the same drivetrain as we had in the prior Frontier. It's now wrapped in a completely new truck. This engine is very impressive. It offers really good power. We're at altitude. It still offers really good power. But the transmission ponders a bit.
Nissan has told us everything about the drivetrain has been retuned since the engine made its debut. The numbers haven't changed, but they've said significant retuning. It's not a quick upshifting kind of thing.
Nope.
But it feels like Nissan has made the transmission very robust to take on the off-road activities that we were doing to make it kind of worry-free. There's still a bit of trucky kind of feel that truck buyers want that I think Nissan left a little bit alone.
It definitely
I get that idea.
Still feels body on frame. It doesn't feel like the Ridgeline.
They've isolated enough. They've given a buyer that wouldn't ever consider it a reason to buy. But then just leave a few of the truck things that buyers really like. Leave that alone. You're sitting up high. You're driving a bigger truck. But yet, it's still so usable.
We recently drove the Ranger and the Frontier and the Tacoma all in the last year. And this is the size of pickup I wish pickups were right now. But this one actually has really good use of space in that area and finally gives me a ride that is compelling in this market segment. Nissan has also offered something new with this Frontier. They have a new trim package, a new level. This is the big everything version. What was the price on this one?
37 and change.
Okay, so that's very competitive. I would have expected it to be over 40. For the first time ever, they're offering a Pro X. Not Pro 4X, Pro X.
Yep.
If you don't need four-wheel drive, this is your spec. It looks like this big off-roady
one.
It
looks the same, yeah.
But you get the Pro X, which is all of this look, which is a great rugged look, but you don't need the rugged capability. It's just a little bit less expensive, but it's all the tech and all the look and all the fun. It is poser spec, but at the same time, they're offering it, which is very cool.
What I like about Nissan is it's almost like they're taking a page from Hyundai and Kia. You know how it seems like they're doing everything right, every little detail. They look at the old school way of doing things. Let's update it and improve it, but you don't have to just completely change it for the sake of change. The instrument panel, it's clear, easy to read. You got new digital instrumentation and a screen that doesn't feel like, me too, look at our huge screen. It's just useful.
The big good news about the last Frontier going on for so long is that it's really given Nissan time and ability to dig in and go, what's working, what's not, and to really rethink it for this gen. And I'm excited that Nissan is remaking their entire lineup. It is beyond overdue. Everything about it is a surprise. I was expecting better. I wasn't expecting to be surprised.
Well, the other thing about consumer focus groups, everybody has an opinion. They're all a little different, and you don't end up with something good. You just try to check the boxes on everything. But here, I like that they sampled so many different trucks. The styling suggests larger,
beefier. It does.
And that's kind of what people are looking for. You know, they want that look, but don't change the size. Now, I'm not saying that this pickup truck is going to compel me to suddenly become a pickup truck owner.
No.
Don't have that need.
No.
But if I were looking, I feel like this truck is now a bit of a throwdown, and I've never said that about Nissan products before. Other car companies are going to start looking at this like, what did they do with the same tools, the same things they've always done, but they just spent time retuning it?
It's more than just a donation to the segment. They've come out swinging, and they've said, we are trying to do something that none of the rest of you have accomplished yet. I can't believe for them to flat out say, yes, Tacoma is the hero of the segment. We wanted to ride like a Ridgeline.
Yeah.
These are completely divergent planes of thought. Everything we did today off-road, a Tacoma could do. This didn't wow us off-road.
Of course.
I've never seen that.
Most trucks and SUVs can do it.
But this has genuine truck off-road capability and then a worthwhile ride. This still tows 6,700 pounds, which for this scale of truck is a lot.
Look, I'm booking through some sweepers on the freeway.
Yep.
It's pretty flat.
Well, and that buzz is not here. This engine has buzz.
It's a little thrashing. Yeah, but that's okay because that's the truck part I was talking about.
Okay.
That's the still feels like a truck, still feels like... It's got a heart.
Okay, yeah,
that's
fair.
Okay.
Fair. And I like the power of this engine. I'm not in love with the transmission, but I see your point on it.
Do we need crisp, clean, sports car-like downshift?
No, we don't.
Do we need that here?
No, we don't.
The rest of the car doesn't
support that. That's fair.
We left it in second gear up the trails, just left it there, the engine's roaring along, and it was fine.
Yep. Was very good off-road. I'm so thankful to get in a truck of this scale and find it's got a decent ride.
It's got a decent ride. Look, you can just throw it in. A
lot of stuff was dealt with on the back half of this car, and you can tell it from the minute you drive it down the road. We drove it a few blocks and went, this is seriously changed.
Yeah.
Which we totally love it when that happens.
Good news, it's not just styling. The rest of the truck, even though they started with the same foundation, it's gotten really good, kicking everybody else in the teeth.
It's a bit of a throwdown, and I'm proud and pleased for Nissan that that's even the case. That's really cool.
Agreed.